Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I'm going to tell you who's not doing well is a principal in a school in California that is trying to brand eighth graders as racist. Doesn't even have the guts to stand up to one if there's anyone that complained about this. I'm going to share this story with you. Check this out. This is out of California. I know what you're going to think, but I want you to tell me what you think about this situation and what should be resolved. And quite frankly, even the superintendent, I've reached out to this family. I wanted to get down to the bottom of this and cover this story. I even reached out to the family for some information, and you're not going to believe what the school's reaction has been. Check this out. This is on my Twitter feed right now. And if you want to follow me, I'm at Economy Ninja. Only follow the real me with the check mark, not some fake account that's a scammer trying to steal money from you. This is out of Libs of TikTok. Scoop at SDS Schools is trying to ruin a middle schooler's life by accusing him of wearing blackface after he actually wore war paint on game day. The dad hopes to bring attention to the story and clear his son's name. I've actually reached out to this family. This is the child right here that we're talking about. And sorry, that's going to go into the commentary, but this is the actual photo. Now, to give you an idea of what this was, this young man went to a high school football game and wore war paint just like people in the NFL, like him. Is that racist? Or how about him? Is that racist? Or how about this? Is this racist? Well, let me ask you this. I'd like you to type one if you think that this child was trying to be racist, but he has been branded as a racist 4 days after the game. Not one phone call to the parents, not one letter, not anything. All of a sudden, a suspension notice comes in. And even in the documents, the parents told me that there is no writing in there at all that there were complaints from parents, faculty, anything, nothing, just a straight up suspension and a branding. As a matter of fact, the father told me that the principal that actually carried out this punishment hadn't even seen this photo at the time of the parents coming to them and saying, "Why are you suspending my child?" Now, think about this. I think this principal needs a safe space. Oh, let's do this. Here's the school. This is the school right here. It's Muirlands Middle School. Now, I wanted to go over here to the About Us, and this is the principal that handed out the judgment, and you could see Principal Luna is even afraid to put his photo on his website. So he's probably got a safe space right now. And this is the question. Again, I want to show you, is this blackface? Is this blackface? Is this blackface? Do you know what blackface is? Let me show you what blackface is. That's blackface. Oh, that's the guy that runs Canada, Justin Trudeau. Wait a minute. There's not just one. Here's another time. Wait a minute. Hold on. Here's Ted Danson. Oh, look at that. That's called blackface. Totally different, right? But yet there's a school in California, and I have a feeling this is happening in more places around the country where school administrators are picking on children and trying to make a stance because that's all they can really stand up to is children, right? And they are standing up to them when they're accusing them of things and could actually ruin a child's life. Now think about this. First off, I hope this young man right here watches this video. You did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. And you're growing up in a society that's a little confused because there's a handful of people, just a couple little people that are weak-minded. They need safe spaces. You need to draw a piece of chalk and they can sit in it and suck their thumb and have their blankie. That's not how a majority of Americans are. And I would like everyone watching this to go ahead and let me know down. Just type one if you think this was racist. Type two if it's not. We need to start standing up to people. And it seems like academics and academia has become this woke, destructive force that once is hell-bent to ruin our children and make them so afraid that they can't even go to a sports game and put on war paint, you know, like warriors used to do. See, I guess that's what happens when people are scared of their own shadows. They can't even put their own photo of the school they run. I've never seen this before. Usually on a website, you'd even have a photo, but I guess not. I wanted to get your thoughts. I wanted to cover this because I think this is absolutely horrible. And last I reached out to the family and asked them what was being done. They said the superintendent contacted them and said that he is looking into the matter. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. If that superintendent had a set, it would take about 3 seconds to find out by a photo. Do you have anything else? Is there anything else other than this photo? Because this child is obviously just mimicking his sports heroes that are not wearing blackface. This is insane. Let me know what you think below. But this stuff has to end. The Economic Ninja is out.